Welcome to this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind, produced by Sousa Media.
The Seekonk Speedway podcast series is a production of Seekonk Speedway and Sousa Media. For more information on Sousa Media, visit kylesousa.com. And for more information on Seekonk Speedway, visit seekonkspeedway.com.
Oh, it's time again, ladies and gentlemen. After a long off season of waiting, we are back with the 2022 season at the Action Track of the East. And that means that music is back. And we are back for a brand new year of the podcast series here at Seekonk Speedway. For those of you just joining us for the first time of the podcast series, welcome. For those that are returning from last year or the year before, welcome back here to the podcast series at Seekonk Speedway. My name is Kyle Sousa, the owner of Sousa Media. I'll be walking you through the podcast series once again in 2022. We'll have a bunch of different guests, just like we did last year, between drivers, staff, the race voice, Kevin Boucher, and just about everybody else we can fit in here over the course of what is going to be a jam-packed 2022 season. Well, this podcast specifically, of course, is the Pro Stock season preview for 2022. We've got four different podcasts set up, one for each of our NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts weekly racing series, Saturday night divisions. And the Pro Stocks, of course, multiple different storylines in this division as well going into the new year. Number one, everybody knows it, Dave Darling, of course, picking up his eighth championship last year in the Pro Stock division. Really, an unbelievable feat, something we had never seen in the 75-year history of Seekonk Speedway for somebody to come out and win an eighth championship. Never mind in any of the divisions, it's in the Pro Stock division, our number one division. For those of you maybe not 100% familiar with racing, winning the championship in the Pro Stock division would be like the Boston Celtics winning the NBA championship as far as we're concerned at a short track grassroots level. I mean, it's the top division. It's probably got some of the best drivers at the racetrack. Not to say that some of our other divisions don't have drivers that could run up there with them, but it's definitely our top division, and it has a storied history all the way back to the late 1970s and D'Anthony creating this division. So for Dave Darling to win a title for the eighth time, very impressive. Did it in dominating fashion. But the whole new game this year for him is the playoff system. Now, those of you that have, I don't want to say living under a rock, but we'll use that term, we're introducing a playoff system in 2022 that's going to be similar in some ways to what NASCAR is doing with their chase format. We're going to have a playoff format a little bit different. Basically, the top eight drivers in each of the championship battles at the end of August are going to be the eight drivers that are going to battle in the Seekonk Speedway Drive for the Cup presented by Sunoco Race Fuels. There'll be three races in the playoffs, the three races in September. I believe it's the 9th and 10th, the 16th and 17th, and the 23rd and 24th are the dates. That'll be across Fast Friday and NASCAR Saturday. And the playoff system is simple. The first round, there's eight drivers on the track that are competing for the championship. The top six finishers out of those eight in that first race move on. The second round, you got six left. The top four finishers in that race move on. And then we have the final four as part of the finale weekend, September 23rd and 24th. And those final four are going to be the drivers that race for the championship in 2022. Now, I don't want to make it seem like the other drivers are not going to be racing either. Just because we have eight drivers in the first round of the playoffs, it's still a regular race. The regular purse is on the line, etc. So we're still going to have big fields, say 25 sportsmen competing for a championship. But only the top eight drivers in the first round are going to be eligible to actually win the championship. So if you're a little bit confused on how that works, visit SeekonkSpeedway.com. Shoot me a message on Facebook or send me an email, and we'll help you to get that a little bit cleared up. It's going to be exciting, but it's going to create a whole new game for the Pro Stock division. Dave Darling, basically for the last couple of years, has been able to walk away with the championship due to consistency. That's not going to happen in 2022. We're going to go down to this final race. And first of all, he might not even make the final four, so he may not be able to try to defend that championship. Second of all, if he does, there's going to be three other drivers on the same playing field. And if they beat him that day, they win. So whole new game in 2022 for the playoff system. So Darling's still the favorite, though, in my opinion. I'd be shocked if he doesn't make the final four and he's not right there at the end on that last feature event. But We'll see what happens. There's some other favorites in this division that we want to keep an eye on. Tom Scully Jr., a former Pro Stock champion, has had a little bit of an off last couple years, I think, for his standards. Won some races here and there, not as many as he'd like, but maybe this playoff system fits right into him. He's going to be in the top eight in points, and if he makes that Final Four, all it takes is one good night, and Tom Scully Jr. is a two-time Pro Stock champion. Ryan Van Ness planning on returning this year in the Pro Stock division. Big addition to this division for him to be back this year full-time. He's rejuvenated by this playoff system in the number 11, and the former late model champion could be a threat. Kenny Spencer, former Pro Stock champion, did it the old-fashioned way with the consistency. Can he make the Final Four and be a championship threat this year? Had a little bit of trouble last year in his return to the division, but what will 2022 bring for Spencer behind the wheel of the number 0? How about Ryan Lynham driving the Richard Sprague prepared machine? Hadn't won a Pro Stock race last year, but again, was one of those drivers that was right there week in and week out. And I could have seen him winning a championship in the Final Four format. So is Ryan Lynham the guy that's going to come out and contend with Dave Darling in this Final Four to win the Pro Stock championship? What about Radical Rick Martin? All of you that were there, remember that moment last year where Martin picked up his 100th career Seekonk Speedway win, another monumental achievement as part of Seekonk Speedway during the 2021 season. Is Martin the one that's going to win this championship? This may fit Rick Martin best, a one-race Final Four playoff system where he's got to just drive his guts out for, you know, the final race and come out here and try to pick up the win. So that's going to be something to watch this year as well. Of course, Martin, again, coming off that 100th win last year, I'm going to try to add to that and continue to put his legacy into the record books at Seekonk Speedway. What about Mike Brightman, former late model champion, driver of Car 27? Another one to me that's going to be right there as a threat that could be in contention to pull this off and pick up the championship. Brightman went back to Victory Lane about 2 years ago. He's there. He's going to be a guy to watch as the playoff system gets underway in 2022. Tommy Adams, moving up from the late model division this year into a Pro Stock, has been fast in preseason testing. Look for Adams to be a contender for the championship. Look for him to go out there and pick up a checkered flag or two over the course of the year and try to get to Victory Lane. That's another guy we're watching in the Pro Stock division. What about Mark Jennison picking up last year, trying to pick up where he left off with a little bit more speed at the end of the year than he had at the beginning? Jennison had a tough year most of the summer, but is he going to be a threat this year? Dave Simpson making his Pro Stock return, his second year, the sophomore season for him after a rookie campaign last year. Will he be a threat for the championship? What about Bobby Pellin? How many races will he run? The former late model champion. Is he a Pro Stock championship threat this year? You get names like Darrell Stanfield registered. Jeremy Lilly's registered in a Pro Stock this year. Mark Henshaw. The list just goes on and on. Bob Hussey planning to return at some capacity this year. Billy Jarrez. Ryan Kuhn may run a select schedule in the Pro Stocks this year. Not going to go full-time, but how many races will he run in the Everest Auto Parts machine? So many drivers in this division, and as you can tell, there's so many different storylines lined up to compete over the course of the 2022 season. So we'll see how this all shakes out. I think it's going to be a very exciting year for the Pro Stocks, and I'm excited to see who comes out of the box. This playoff system is one thing to race for the championship, but it's not going to change anything over the course of the year. We're still racing for feature wins each and every week. The purse has gone up a little bit this year as well across all of our divisions, so there's a little bit more money on the line. There's a lot going on in the Pro Stock division, and excited to see them get shaking on Sunday, May 2nd as part of NASCAR Opening Day. NASCAR Opening Day will take place, as I mentioned, on Sunday, May 2nd, 2 p.m. Start time, the Pro Stocks are going to headline that day with their 40-lap season opening feature. We will see who comes out of the box strong and picks up the checkered flag. So there's my opening segment here in the Pro Stocks with what I think is going to happen in 2022. I'll get into who I think might make that Final Four as the season goes along. It's hard to say right now. Again, Dave Darling, I think, is a favorite to make the Final Four. To me, I'd throw Rick Martin and Ryan Van Ness right up there. Kenny Spencer, Tom Scully Jr., Mike Brightman. I mean, there's so many options for who could do it. We're going to take a quick break on the Pro Stock season preview. When we come back, we will welcome the race voice, Kevin Boucher, to give us his opinion on this season and see what he's looking at in the Pro Stock division as we get ready to roll in 2022. All right, welcome back for the break here in the Pro Stock Division Preview Podcast as we get ready for the 2022 season. As I mentioned before the break, we are going to welcome in the race voice, Kevin Boucher, to chat with us here for a few minutes about the Pro Stock Division. Of course, our top NASCAR division here at Seekonk Speedway. We mentioned in the last segment, so many different drivers here could be the one to take down Dave Darling, especially in this playoff system. Kevin's been around longer than me, so he might be able to give us a little bit of insight too. Kevin, of course, Dave Darling going to go after his ninth title this year. That's the major story in this division. But I mentioned earlier, you got Tom Scully Jr., Ryan Vaness, Kenny Spencer, Rick Martin, Mike Brightman, Tommy Adams moving up. I mean, Kenny Spencer, Colby Fournier. There's so many different guys that could contend for this Pro Stock Championship. And with the way the Final Four system works, I don't want to say it's anybody's game, but to me, Dave Darling's still the favorite. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, with his record, his just the way he runs, he's really, I haven't seen anybody that smooth in a long, long time over the course of their career. You're thinking, you look back, he's been racing the Pro Stock, I think, what, 17 years, and he's won 8 championships. So anybody to take him down is going to be tough. But when you throw this new format into place with that, it really becomes anybody's game, because you've got that it factor. Something could happen. Does he get a mechanical failure, which never happens? But there's always that one time that could cost him the championship. But yeah, without a doubt, he is the favorite heading into the season.
Well, we got guys like Tom Scully Jr., Kenny Spencer, former Pro Stock champions. You got former late model champions in here. I don't want to leave Rick Martin out of the former Pro Stock champion group either. Former late model champions, Mike Brightman, Ryan Vaness, Ryan Lynham, who we're not sure exactly how many races he is going to run, but they say every year, you know, he may not run. Here he comes. He's there every week. And one of the big ones, Kevin, for me is Tommy Adams, who's really shown some good speed here in the opening practice sessions of the year. He could be a contender, right, to go out there and at least pick up some feature wins and get himself into the top 8, which is really the goal for everybody.
That is the goal, and it's really renewed a lot of vigor from some of the teams. You know, had a chance to talk to Ryan Vaness, and that's one of the things he's looking at. He is a contender. Last couple of years, he hasn't shown it. He's been a little bit behind, and last year he decided to focus more on his sons and nephews racing than his Pro Stock, so he took a hiatus from there. But with this playoff system, he has a shot now, and you take that playoff system out of it, and really, you think everybody's going to be chasing David again, but you got that playoff thing, and that is the X factor.
It's really going to open the door. Did I lose you? Can you hear me?
Oh, I lost you. There we go.
That's okay. Let's, Okay, I think I can piece together what you just said there to be okay. So I'll just start by asking the next question, then I'll cut it up after.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, I don't want to put you on the spot here, Kevin, but there's so many different drivers here we've talked about, and there's some that we left out too. Of course, the American Racer 75 planning to be back this year. We've got the Everts Auto Parts Triple Crown Series, and the Pro Stocks is going to play a major role in how this goes. Man, who are some of the guys you think have a realistic shot? When we get down to this Final Four, I know it could be anybody, but is there one or two guys that stick out to you if they make the Final Four against Dave Darling, that those two guys or that one guy is the one that you think can beat him for sure in one race?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that come to mind. Tom Scully Jr. is definitely there. He's a former champion. He knows how to get it done. You put him in a one-race format, and some say there is nobody better than him. I'm not going to disagree with that, because he has been at the top of the game, and he is one of the drivers that picked up 2 wins last year. So he is one of those guys can do it. Rick Martin is another one. We saw what he could do when the car is on last year, and he could be that guy. He's looking for his 5th Pro Stock champion. This could be it with that playoff format.
Yeah, there's a few guys that I think are going to be the threats towards Dave Darling. Of course, Dave Darling may not make the Final Four. That's the funnest part of this whole thing. We don't know who's going to get there to that final weekend in September. So many different storylines in this Pro Stock division. Kevin, if you had to be put on the spot, do you think Dave Darling's able to do this? Is this system just not going to be enough to stop him?
If I had to pick, and you put me on the spot, and I got one driver, I'm going with David because of his his experience, the team he has around him. Like I mentioned, you never see a mechanical failure with him. Very rarely do you see him wreck or get caught into somebody else's stuff. It has happened. We have seen it, but it's rare. If you put me on the spot, I'm going to have to go with David.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't want to make a spot pick myself either, but Dave Darling's the one here for me. There's definitely a couple others that could be there. But for me, it's Dave Darling, and sounds like for Kevin it is too. So we'll see. Could be a variety of different factors that go into this Pro Stock division. If you're listening to the Pro Stock podcast, I'm going to take a quick break. Hop on one of the other division preview podcasts here. Now that the Pro Stock one is out, that's going to be the last one going out. So the other ones have already been released. Kevin's going to rejoin me on those podcasts as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to welcome in our driver guest on the Pro Stock Division Preview podcast. I'm not going to tell you who. Stick with us, and you'll find out. All right, welcome back from the break. Thanks for Kevin Boucher for joining us here in the Pro Stock Season Preview. Of course, we've talked about a variety of different drivers as we get ready for the 2022 season that we think are going to be able to compete with Dave Darling to knock him off and not allow him to pick up that ninth championship. One of them is joining us here on the hotline on the Season Preview podcast. I think this might be the first time, or maybe the second time, maybe it's been a while, that Ryan Vaness has joined us here in the podcast. And Ryan's going to be returning this year on a more normal level in the Pro Stock division to try to be one of those guys that takes off Dave Darling. Ryan, over the last couple of years, of course, we had COVID. Last year, you ran a partial schedule and kind of focused on the kids and the family to run in the Bandolero division. So how excited are you to get back out there starting on May 1st and kind of get back in the Saturday night swing here to race for wins in the Pro Stocks?
Yeah, Kyle, I'm really excited. You know, 2022 is looking like a promising year for us. We've put a lot of time and effort into the cars, the equipment over this past offseason, and looking forward to getting after it this weekend and seeing if all the hard work's going to pay off.
So you've had a couple practice rounds, at least one, on the track. What's the initial feeling here? I mean, you ran some races last year on a limited level, but car feeling pretty good? You feel like you're going to have a good shot come opening day?
Yeah, feeling pretty good about it. You know, the test and tune was just a good way to shake the rust off. Car had a good feel to it, you know, didn't really have the speed, you know, that we're hoping for, but had a really good feel to it. And, you know, we going into this year, we've set some pretty lofty goals, right? And I think we can do it. I think we can achieve it.
So this playoff system, and we've talked about it here over the course of four division previews now, I feel like the fans listening have kind of learned everything they could about the playoff system here in this 1 week. But from your perspective, obviously Dave Darling's been the champion here 8 times. Obviously, he's the guy that you guys need to go out there and beat. But what does this playoff system do for somebody like you to be able to beat him on one night where you've obviously done that before? You've won Pro Stock races, so I feel like this may suit somebody like you pretty well. Obviously, you got to get there first, but I feel like you'll have a good shot if you make that final four.
Honestly, Kyle, this playoff system is what really intrigued me to come back for another full season. You know, I like everything about it. And if you play your cards right, come that last race of the year, you have a 25% chance. First thing is, you've got to get into it. But I like our odds. If we can get into that final four, you know, like I said, you have a 25% chance of winning it all. So I'm willing to take the risk. You know, once we get out there, we just got to make sure we do our due diligence to make sure that we're in that final four.
Now, you've competed in the Pro Stocks here for a good while. You won a late model championship years ago. I mean, these cars have gone from bump stops to now no bump stops. And I know there's been a couple of years of that. Do they drive similar to what those late models did back then, or is this still a completely different animal?
They're different. You know, they do have some similarities, but more power, bigger tire. You know, these things still, you know, they get to the corner really fast. You know, they're not as smooth or consistent. You really got to make sure you hit your marks lap after lap with them the way they are now. But it gives a character, right? We've won races with bump stops, without bump stops, late models, Pro Stocks. Really, you just got to make sure you have the best equipment you can on that day, on any given day.
So as you get into this year, obviously the Bandolero side is still going to be a major player in your life for 2022. What's that been like to kind of work with not only your son, but another one in the family as well here over the last couple of years? You guys have focused on that, won some races. Colin's come a long way from where he first started and really was strong at the end of last year. Little Ryan, as I like to call him, has been really impressive as well getting to victory lane. What's that been like here to kind of take some time away and I don't want to say focus on what's most important to you, but I feel like that's a major thing for you to be able to do this the last couple of years and continue it here in what's going to be a busy year.
Yeah, I think anyone that's talked to me knows that this is a big priority of mine, right? Making sure the boys are competitive, make sure the boys are having fun, and, you know, that they can win races. And we want to do everything possible to be able to help them continue to further their careers at Seekonk. And whether that means, you know, legends, late models, pro stocks on the roads, whatever the case is, we're just having a lot of fun with it right now, you know, and it's important to us that they do it the right way, you know, and they work on the cars. I've said that before too, and that they just enjoy every moment of it. So looking forward to 2022 for both of them. You know, same token, we've put a lot of time and effort into all the bandos this year. I've completely rebuilt two cars for Ryan this year. Mike rebuilt a new car for Colin. So we feel like we're giving them the best equipment that we can. So now it's going to be up to them to get behind the wheel and execute, you know, like we've been working on with them.
Well, so they're going to be busy on Fast Friday here in about a month's time when we get that rolling. For you, you got opening day here. Try to get to victory lane right away. I know, obviously, some time away from full-time competition. You're excited to return, but the sponsors and the people that are helping you, as I believe you're in the shop right now, I'm sure there's at least one or two in there assisting you. Who are those people that are going to make this possible for you to chase this title?
Yeah, I got to thank my brother, Mike. He's always behind me 100%. Whatever it is I decide to do, whether it's running weekly, you know, monthly, whatever it is I want to do, he's 100% behind me, and I'm grateful for that. My wife, Erica, my kids, Ryan and Juliana, support us every single week. Mike's wife and his kids, Colin and Jackson, are very supportive. I got to thank my crew guys, Mikey Medeiros, Timmy Potter, Stevie Potter, have been a big help this year in the off season and last year as well. So very grateful of everything that they've done to contribute to our team. And like I said, hopefully we see the success this year. Really, really thank the sponsors. You know, Ocean State Oil have been behind us for close to 10 years now. We're coming up on that 10-year mark, and they're very, very supportive. A&A Auto Parts have been with us for a long time. Nats Racing Engines. Pete from International CDL has been very supportive throughout my entire career. You know, I'm going on almost 24 years, Kyle. I think this is my 24th season. You know, and a lot of these guys have been behind me from day one. So that means a lot to me.
Yeah, Ryan's been one of our longest tenured drivers at the track, and he is not going anywhere anytime soon, of course, with those two youngsters in the family as well. Ryan, thanks for a few minutes. Appreciate it, and sure we'll be chatting with you here after a victory, I'm sure, before long.
That's the goal, Kyle. You'll see us in victory lane this year.
All right, that's been Ryan Vaness. Thank you, Ryan, and thanks to Kevin Boucher also for joining us here in the Pro Stock Podcast. That wraps up, really, our division previews. Now it's time to get to the track and see how it shakes out, see if our predictions were correct. Pro Stock Championship pick for me? I have no idea. Talk to me maybe come September, and then we can discuss that. Anyway, for Kevin Boucher and for Ryan Vaness, appreciate those two joining us here in the Race Day Rewind as part of the season preview for the Pro Stocks. I am Kyle Souza. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can buy your tickets online at seekonkspeedway.com, or they are available at the track. We look forward to seeing you at the action track.